It's time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar's a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar's a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red, WRCLA.org.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. The kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades.
Welcome to my Fix It Up Life Live.
Hi guys, I'm Teresa.
And I am Mark, and we're talking with Pauline Henderson from My Altered State about working with salvaged wood and creating beautiful art. Pauline,
how you doing?
Thank you for joining us.
We're so glad that you're here.
Barely.
You're in all the way.
What are you working on today? What's been keeping you busy up until now?
Aside from the obvious, no background. I just got back recently from Haven Conference in Atlanta.
Very cool.
That's a really fun airport. I come back and like jumped back into this project behind me.
Well, tell us a little bit about it, because I'm looking and seeing crown molding, and I am a crown molding fanatic.
Yes, he has crown molding in our daughter's closet. So that's how much of a fanatic he is.
Yeah, if you do that to your closet, those things are expensive, strips of crown molding. And I don't know exactly when I thought it up, but I was working with a friend, actually. Hi, Danny, watching this. But we decided to make lids out of these things, boxes, box lids. So basically a pile of scrap, I thought that could be something. And then the way she was cutting them, the leftovers would make a square, exactly. So just started saving them, and you see that.
So, very cool.
So did all these pieces of different crown molding come from different places and different houses and different dumpsters?
Maybe. But no, some of them come from Habitat Restore, that store where they'll have a lot of strips that have been removed from homes or just left over from jobs. Some of it, people just know that I do this stuff, so they'll bring me their extra.
That is really cool.
And then I save everything. I have bins and bins of leftover scrap. So, yeah, it's all saved.
Wow.
So I want to know, how do you choose the wood that you're going to work with, you know, the material? Because if you get lots of scrap from friends and you're looking around for material, you know, you kind of have to, I imagine, having a discerning eye for what is good and what is not so good to work with.
Yeah. Depends on where I am. If I'm out in the fields and sticks, then I try to stay away from stuff that's been wet a lot. Well, I know the rain and stuff, but I mean like that's embedded in the dirt. I try to stay away from that.
You mean soaked. It's been wet for a long time.
Yeah.
It's not just wet that day.
Yeah, like that. I just don't know how long things could be living in it and stuff. I look for stuff that's had air circulation around it. So things leaning up against a fence or that have had air. And then if it's split too much, I don't dismiss stuff that's boards that are split or things that, because glue does amazing things when you clamp it right. And I look for that. I look for size, longer the better, because a lot of my projects start when I might look at plans to get an idea or inspiration, and then I'll go out to my wood pile and I have to start with my longest board. So everything kind of has to scale to the longest piece of wood that I need.
So the material that you have sort of informs the size of the overall piece?
Yeah, I kind of start backwards. I get great material, or I come across something that's really cool, or I know I can do something with it. And then from there, I try to decide what to do. So it's kind of backwards. Usually people start with a plan and they get their supplies, but I'm kind of backwards. So I have something just cool, I save it, and then it comes to me later.
Mark has a question.
Yeah.
How can you pick me, please?
Mark.
Have you ever found something like that's totally off the charts, like some giant crown molding from a bank or an old building or a city office that's been reclaimed, that kind of thing? Or is it more like regular stuff we can all find in our own neighborhoods and so forth?
I wish I could find some crown molding from a bank. Once in a while, it'll be something really off. My dad, his good friend, has a farm, and there'll be something really cool there, but transporting it, whatever, it's more just bits and pieces of what. And then I've got so many random things. Like, I've got a barbershop light I'd love to fix up.
Is it the spiral pole?
That's really cool.
Wow.
I've always wanted one of those.
I have to find the what's that thing that goes around the light? The stripe part. The rest of it I have. Oh. I need the light, whatever makes it light up. Electrical works. I just need the bulb and the sleeve.
So anybody that's watching or listening, send Pauline a tweet.
I don't know where I'm going to put it, though.
I do.
That's my problem.
That would be so cool to have.
Yeah, I know exactly where you can put it.
Where?
My living room.
Oh, Lord, I don't think so.
I accept. Thank you for not offering.
You know, I've always wanted to have like that kind of thing, or like a weather vane on top of our house, or like a really cool like clock tower or something. But we live in a four square. It's not really conducive to having all of those kinds of
animals, iron animals on the roof.
It would be kind of crazy.
I want a barber's chair though. Like an old school barber's chair with a giant, look, why do you have to cry? It's just me. That's why men need man caves.
No, but like
that sound right there.
Barber's chair says that I'm a single man.
Barber's chair says I'm a comfortable man.
Okay. Well, maybe you could use that as your office chair.
Yeah.
That is so insanely crazy. So talking about glue, you said glue can do amazing things. Like, what kinds of glue do you recommend?
Well, that's easy because I would not be able to work with this old stuff, a lot of my artwork, if it wasn't for Gorilla Glue. I just kind of happened upon it, and when I discovered that it foams up and grabs, like, it, that can be bad sometimes. It's all about where you use it. It has to be in the right situation. So that stuff reaches up and it'll grab the wood and hold on to it, because it's not like perfectly flush all the time, and it's not got contact like this. So sometimes it's like this. And it fills in the spaces. So it really makes. And I don't know if it seems like it's flexible. Don't quote me on that. But it just, where regular wood glue will snap sometimes, or you'll hear that crack, the Gorilla Glue will have some kind of forgiveness.
It's tough stuff.
Yeah, it's tough stuff, like in the good sense, and then it's tough stuff if you don't use it right. Like, get on your hands.
Like if it's on your hands, exactly.
Yeah, that is not good. I want to ask you something about the magnetic wristband that you made. That, you know, for girls, for us smaller folks, and it's on your website. It's a really cool idea that you can use for more than just,
Well, you know, using for more than just working with salvage wood.
Yes.
You could use sewing that for
bobby pins when you're doing your hair. I needed one. I went to the hardware store. They have them, but they're like big. They look like a tool belt for your wrist. They're just big. And then the girl's one was pink. So it's like the bigness, pink made it better, I guess, or made it girly. But it was still too huge. So I just thought of making my own. But I have to tell you, my post on my blog about it is kind of, I was nervous to do that because it shows my jerry-rigging ability sometimes. I mean, the way I put it together, it's not professional. It's not, it's just what I had. And I know there's a better way to do it. And I know there are people that can actually sew because I can't.
Well, that's just total can-do attitude, though.
Yes.
We love that.
Yes.
We love, and I'm going to point this out to your great embarrassment, that you have joint compound behind you and no switch covers on your electrical devices. And I'm going to have to run out of the studio so I can take some photos of the rooms we have like that.
That are exactly like that in our house.
100% minus the art.
Yes, we have some art.
We have some art, but that room
we
actually,
also have missing switch covers and all of that.
So you get used to like flipping the lights on with a flat hand.
Yes.
And because you don't want to stick your fingers back in there.
Are you kidding me? We use the Decora lever so you can just tap them.
Oh.
Yeah, because we plan to not have them.
Yes.
Oh, of course. I'm so glad I had this ready in time for you guys to see it.
It's beautiful.
That is fun. All joking aside, Pauline Henderson from My Altered State, that is gorgeous. So thank you for talking about working with salvage wood, and thank you for hanging out with us. Keep your design and DIY inspired while you're on the move. Follow us, follow my Fix It Up Life tips and ideas. Follow Pauline on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. And make sure to check out the next My Fix It Up Life Live.
Thanks, Pauline.
Bye, thank you.